Hey tribe, I pray that everyone has been holding up well during this pandemic. I feel it extremely necessary to apologize for my lack of content during COVID-19. This blog post is important to me because I discussed my struggle with blogging during the pandemic. So before I jump back into things, I believe that this post is very necessary for myself and for the tribe. So many of us have dealt with a variety of emotions throughout the past few months, and I'm no different. I haven't felt motivated to write. I lack the motivation I need to create content. I struggled to wrap up my end of semester papers while also shifting into my work from home routine. My sleeping habits have been horrible. My appetite for anything other than crawfish has been non-existent, and so much more. All of this has affected my ability to produce on the blog. The beauty of all of this is that I've learned more about myself. I've learned that the lack of a routine makes me feel less connected to myself and my purpose. I've learned that I compartmentalize certain aspects of my life, and I feel anxious when I'm not allowed to do that. I've learned that I thrive off of human interaction, and when it lacks for an extended period of time, I feel unloved. I've learned that blogging is hard, especially when you don't feel you have the space to do so. I've learned so much. I was productive towards everything except blogging during this time. And here's why. In the past, I would blog at home and at coffee shops. However, when I had to move work, school, side hustles, and blogging into the same space, which is my home, it made it hard for me to create and produce for the blog. This past couple of months haven't been all bad, though. Great things have been shifting in my life during this time. However, I felt an overwhelming amount of guilt for the positive things that are happening in my life during such a negative time in the world. This will be discussed in greater detail on another blog post. I haven't wanted for anything during COVID-19. In fact, my cup runneth over. But how can you be happy about those things when those closest to you are losing their jobs? Not blogging during this time made me feel like I was letting people down. And for that, I apologize. However, I am also grateful for the time that I was able to give myself to rest and release. I cannot pour into others from an empty cup. Let me repeat that. I cannot pour into others from an empty cup. I had time to love myself, celebrate myself, ask myself hard questions and answer them, reconnect with nature, and so much more. I had time to fill my cup. Let me repeat that. I had time to fill my cup. I was forced to confirm things about myself that I may or may not have already known. I had time to breathe. Thank you, COVID. All that I've stated in this post, I've shared in one way or another on social media. I know that I'm not alone in these feelings. We've had to speed up and slow down during this pandemic. It's been hard on so many of us. I've given myself space to feel. I've given myself permission to allow things to happen organically throughout the pandemic. Unfortunately, a blog post was not one of those things. I'm excited to see the world begin to speed up again. But moving forward, I'll keep reminding myself that slow and steady wins the race, and going back to basics can be cathartic. I encourage you all to do the same, and it feels so good to be back on the blog. So let's get go digging.